Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, one of my absolute favorite wines, people are always asking me this, is Valpolicella, particularly the one called Valpolicella Rapasso, which has a very interesting way of being made. I have never had a bottle of this that didn't put a big smile on my face. It's just fantastic. And I know that among the Italian winemakers I've talked to when I've been over there, the wine they make themselves is their favorite, but their next favorite is always Valpolicella. So it's a wonderful wine. Folks, if you haven't tried it, listen to what Hugh has to say about it.
I couldn't agree with you more, Al. So one of the most famous and prestigious red wines in the world is a red wine called Amarone della Valpolicella.
That's right.
And this is from Italy's Veneto region. These wines have unique flavors derived by drying the grapes for up to 3 months before pressing, and then they make them very desirable, but also, unfortunately, very expensive.
Yeah.
So, fortunately, there is a method developed called Rapasso, where fresh wine from the Valpolicella area is repassed through the dried remaining skins left from making Amarone, sort of making a baby Amarone.
I call it junior varsity
there
Amarone.
There you go. Sort of a baby Amarone, yielding, at much more affordable prices, wines that definitely still showcase some of those wonderful, intense Amarone flavors. And that is called Rapasso, and it's because you repass the juice.
That's
and
right.
Every Rapasso will say that on the label. So, here are three that I liked. From a producer called Torre Dorte, we're going to put these on the website. The 2020 Valpolicella Rapasso is an elegant wine showing complex dark cherry and black chocolate aromas and flavors with a silky texture and a long finish. It does show the typical sort of raisiny aromatic, which comes from the dried must from the Amarone grapes.
Right.
At $28.99, it was the most expensive of the wines that I tried, but it's definitely sort of hitting all cylinders there. Now, here's an interesting producer. They've been around for a long time. It's from the Cesare Winery, and they have a 2018 Valpolicella Rapasso that's called, or subname is Mara, M-A-R-A. This sells for $22.99, and it's, again, a classic blend of the main Valpolicella grapes of Corvino, Rondinella, and Molinara, and most of these will all be blended of those three grapes. Occasionally, there's a fourth one that gets worked in. The wine is very similar to the Torre Dosti, but slightly smaller and in scale and less intense, but still has that dried fruit character. Interestingly enough, my favorite of the three is from producer Luigi Righetti and is called Campolietti, and is from the 2018 vintage. This was a deeply satisfying wine. Classic black cherry and dried fruit aromas with a superbly well-balanced, rounded mouthfeel and a subtle bitter finish, which is pretty characteristic.
Absolutely.
Of these. To my mind, serve this with roast pork, pasta, or a nice hard cheese. And at $21.99, it was the best value of the group and absolutely my wine of the week.
I just love these, Hugh, and they are so user-friendly. Just so much fun to drink. And if you haven't tried them, go out and do it. It's really worth it. And please go to our website, WYPR.org, to look these up. We have them listed there for you. And bookmark the page.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.